The tango may just be one of the world's best-known dances, although few can dance it well. In Argentina, they say it takes a lifetime and a half to learn tango. Its complexity got some researchers interested in tango's therapeutic value. Richard Reynolds went to the first international conference on tango therapy in Rosario, Argentina.
At first glance, the session looks a bit like a dance lesson. About 40 people are on a temporary dance floor set up in a hotel meeting room in downtown Rosario. The group is paired off, and they are holding each other in that classic tango embrace while moving about the floor. But this is no dance lesson. Those on the floor are a range of professors and academic researchers, kinesiologists, psychologists, and physical therapists. They're here to talk about something recently discovered about tango. The iconic dance has healing powers. It can help mobility, improve memory and cognition, and even relieve depression. One of the pioneers of so-called tango therapy is Dr. Patricia McKinley, a professor of kinesiology at McGill University.
So we looked at two aspects of cognition. One is divided attention, such as if you're talking on the phone and walking along the street. And we found that that improved really dramatically with the tango participants very quickly.
Another aspect is memory, and tests show that memory also noticeably improves amongst those dancing tango. Dr. McKinley discovered the benefits of the classic South American dance while working with older patients who had suffered a heart attack. Her work then inspired others to see if tango could help other patients. American Gammon Earhart, an assistant professor of physical therapy at St. Louis's Washington University, was inspired by McKinley's work.
We compared tango to American waltz and foxtrot and tai chi and found that while there were improvements in all of the groups, the improvements in the tango group were always equal to or superior to those of the other interventions. So it seems like for people with Parkinson's disease, tango is particularly good.
Other researchers say that patients suffering from clinical depression also responded well, perhaps a counterintuitive finding since the lyrics of tango songs are generally very sad. Researchers think that one of the reasons tango may be so effective, particularly for cognition and emotional health, is that it is so complex, with a seemingly infinite combination of steps and potential moves. Long-time tango dancers joke that it takes a lifetime and a half to do it well. Sylvia Alfonso agrees. She participated in tango therapy sessions here in Rosario.
Pregunté si podía venir con bastón.
Alfonso suffers from crippling arthritis and walks with a cane. At first, she asked if she could bring her cane to the sessions, but she says she quickly began to feel supported, not just physically by her partner, but also emotionally by the environment. She says she lost herself in the music and, much to her surprise, she didn't need her cane to dance.
No necesito el bastón.
Research into tango therapy is just getting started. The whole idea of dance therapy has been around for a while, but there is a small but growing body of serious research showing that tango, this strongly rhythmic, sensual, and bold dance, has some special quality, something most Argentines would agree with, as would those attending the first international conference on tango therapy. For The World, I'm Richard Reynolds in Rosario.